7 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Good. It's 7:36. High at 36 today. Low of 27. Kind of scattered snow. Right now, it's about 32. I almost hit the button. That would have taken us out of the break, so I'm glad I didn't do it.
It's like, what are you
and
doing?
We're out. It's a good break. Good break. obviously, the big game is this Sunday.
The big game.
We got the Falcons taking on the Patriots. Patriots going for their, this is their 11th Super Bowl appearance?
I believe so, yeah. Looking for their fifth ring. Or
Tom Brady's fifth. I think this is like their seventh. Yeah. This would be their seventh Super Bowl ring. But yeah, Tom Brady could have five.
A lot of people are like, all right.
Jesus. He's going to
get it.
He's going to be able to take that picture like Jordan has with like all his rings. Yeah. Like, it's like, man.
Just weighing him down, man.
Tom Brady, just a big, dumb football player. You know what I mean?
I notice your right arm's a little bit longer than your left. Why is that? I'm wearing my rings too much.
The thing is, if I had a Super Bowl ring, I would wear that thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
How many chicks he could get with?
Jesus, it'd be insane. Look at this ring. Look at it. Anyway, there's a lot of people out there that have a team that have never even gotten close to the show.
Mm.
You know, the Bears, for example.
Yeah.
They have one Super Bowl win. I don't know, very few appearances. Mm. The Lions have never won a Super Bowl.
I don't know if the Lions have gotten past one playoff game, have they? Or did they this year?
No, they lost their first playoff game.
Did they?
They lost their first playoff game. But either way, there are a lot of teams out there, the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And this was a survey done recently, and it said 52% of Americans would give up their vacation days for 1 year to see their team win the Super Bowl. 1 year saying, nope, not taking vacation. I'm going to power through just so my team can win the Super Bowl.
You know what's funny about that is they give away all their vacation days. Then their team goes to the Super Bowl. Now they don't have vacation to go see the Super Bowl.
That's it. I quit. I'm going. I'm leaving. Now this is interesting to me because being a Packers fan, growing up in Wisconsin, I've witnessed two in my lifetime, which is pretty cool. I'm very fortunate for that.
Brett Favre.
And Brett Favre. Hey. And, of course, the greatest of all time, Aaron Rodgers, winning a Super Bowl as well in 2010.
Did you just say greatest of all time?
He is the greatest of all time. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hunter. another 31% said they'd give up their annual bonus.
Mm.
14% said they would do without their 401k for a year. And then the most extreme, 3% would give up all the money in their savings account to see their team win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's diehard.
Taking this pretty seriously.
So I want to get your take, especially being in the area that we're in with the Bears and the Lions. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Would you do this? Would you give up your vacation? Would you give up hard-earned money to see your team win the Super Bowl?
See, I enjoy my job. I like my job. So, and to be honest with you, my top three teams, Patriots, are in there. So
yeah. So I'm pretty well off. You're set. So you're a little less diehard about one single team.
Yeah.
Where it would be like, oh, I need to see them in the Super Bowl.
See, and I'm not just like a hardcore like one team guy. I feel bad saying that because that's how everybody is, but it's kind of hard, like, in the Lions and the Bears. I tell people that, and people get pissed off. So I'm just like, all right, you know, I just like the NFL. I'm a fan of the NFL.
You're a fan of the game itself. Well, I want to hear from you guys. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let us know if you would give up your vacation days to see your team make it to the Super Bowl.